Focus.
Well, farmers are being urged to attend an information big meeting in Coolin this upcoming Monday. That's this Monday, the 15th of August. A farmer from around the Lake Race area, a man who runs Angus cattle on his farm property there, Noel Bairstow, has joined me this morning. Morning, Noel.
Yeah, how you going, Troy?
Time for the industry to talk, mate.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've been busy and and we seem to be getting busier, Troy.
All right, so you're going to have a foot and mouth lumpy skin disease information meeting first. What, that gets underway from 1 o'clock in Coolin?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Everyone be there before 1. And we're going to start on time because we've got a lot to get through, a lot to discuss. Yeah, we kick off with foot and mouth and lumpy skin and also biosecurity because we want to make sure that all our plans are, our contingent plan on farm is sort of in sync with most people because that's going to work well. You know, the team together is most important.
And then after that, mate, you're having a meeting about the WA grain supply chain.
Yes, yeah. We're fortunate enough that we've had a couple of meetings so far this year.
Yep.
Simon Steed's been kind enough to bring himself along and also he's the management of CBH and his good people in there. And you know, CBH's been doing a fantastic job through this. They've had to cope with about 40% more grain than normal, Troy, which is huge when you think about it.
Yep.
And I think we've got to, you know, I really applaud them and we've got to get in behind them and help them. You know, things are happening a little bit differently because of the excess grain around, like carting backwards or carting out, you know, away from bins just so they can clear it enough so they can intake grain. But that's their department. And we got to back them in and just look at the big picture, you know, don't get tackled up or don't get hooked up in the small stuff, Troy.
Are farmers concerned about what's happening with the grain supply?
Oh, definitely, Troy. You know, that's it's fresh on their mind.
Absolutely,
at the moment, you know, and FMD stirring them up in the background.
Yep.
We're very concerned up in the Albany zone. It's been still full. Some haven't had the tarp off them. And, you know, hopefully Simon will relieve a little bit of that pressure. And I've got full confidence in them, you know, after being along to their meetings. And they'll make sure that they'll intake that the next crop. And let's hope it's the same as last year. But we've got a long way to go to there, Troy.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you had a meeting back in 2020, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The Free Barn Centre, is that the place to be on Monday?
Oh, definitely. And thanks to the Coolin Shire and the Coolin community, you know, for letting us have it up there. It's a fantastic building, and it's very well. They've done a lot of work on the speakers and so forth, and it's very well set up, and you'll be well catered for.
All right. So if you're around the Coolin area Monday, we'll get there before 1 o'clock, maybe midday, 12:30ish, and get yourself in and learn more about foot and mouth disease and lumpy skin disease, and then stay on and hear from the WA grain supply chain. Of course, CBH. Yeah, they've got some big mountains to climb, Noel. Really, haven't they?
Oh, definitely, but it's not beyond them.
No.
They've been planning for this and that. And the most important thing is that all of industry is working together.
Yep.
And I haven't seen that for quite a while.
Okay.
Only on a couple of issues, and we've got to have that in the back of our mind. That's how it's got to be because that's the way we'll fix it, Troy, is stay together and work through these plans. And by all means, you know, have your say because we'll get a lot out of that. You know,
absolutely.
There's a lot of experienced farmers. Well, our farmers probably the best in the world, Troy, and they continue in raising the bar, you know. And it's a good thing.
It's a
fantastic thing to be in agriculture at the moment. And we just got to have patience and deal with, you know, what they present to us.
How's your farm going, mate?
Yeah, good. It all looks good. Cattle are nice and fat this year. they've had a brilliant start, and we're full of water.
Yep.
Which is number one for us guys. And we just got a little bit of a worry with this FMD. They're doing the right thing now. The government, both state and federally, poking money into Indonesia. You know, because you're always better off fixing things up front. That's the way to do it.
Heard the Federal Agriculture Minister speak just the other day about biosecurity. Are the governments doing enough, mate, in your mind?
Oh, I think they're on now. Yeah, a little bit slow to, you know, get
things
with it.
Going, yep.
Now they're thinking prevention better than cure.
Absolutely.
That's what I do on this farm when I can, Troy. So they'll definitely, they got the right attack now.
Have you got biosecurity signs up on your fences and all that?
Yep. We're just getting them up now, yep. Troy, as we speak. We'll have a phone number and so we can just vet out, you know, if there's a stranger come in from somewhere else, we can vet that ourselves over the phone and go and meet them at the gate, have a talk down there or whatever. But if everyone's fine and they haven't been where they shouldn't have been, it'll be fine.
Biosecurity-wise on your farm there, Noel, did you have to change much?
Yeah, there's always issues.
Yeah.
You know, because we span a fair way. So, you know, the main thing is shutting these gates, you know, like, you put big areas of your farming crop and there's gates open everywhere, but, you know, get them closed up and get your signs out and you're going a long way towards it. And if we do come down with it, get the foot bars out and tyres and things like that, we're going to be scrutinise them.
Yep. All right. So get yourself to Coolin on Monday there at the Free Barn Centre. Get yourself there, as we said, around midday, 12:30-ish for the 1 o'clock start there with FMD and then, of course, the grain supply as well. Hey, Noel, just quickly before you go, mate, congratulations to you and probably the rest of the family too, because a couple of Friday nights ago, the late Grace Pingrup Football Club, the team of the century, and congratulations to you, mate, centre-half back and the captain of the team.
Thanks, Troy. For three generations there. Dad started it all. Yeah, myself, my brother Mark, and excellent footballers, and also my son. So it was a good night. A lot of people come back and recognising the faces, and they probably thought that of me too, Troy.
No, well done there to you, mate. As I said, named captain of the late Grace Pingrup Football Club, team of the century, a couple of Friday nights ago, and centre-half back, mate. So there you go, and... is it your son, Luke, on the halfback flank?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought he would have been the map in the midfield, but apparently we've had some very, very good footballers at centre in the past. But, yeah, well done.
Mate, thank you for your time today. Good luck there on Monday in Coolin, and might even try and chat with you early next week, mate, and see how things went.
Yeah, no, thanks, Troy. I appreciate it.